All right, Dave. So we talked a little bit today about opportunities, particularly in the carbon markets, and what opportunities are there for livestock producers? Because that's one thing we haven't heard a whole lot about nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's potential opportunities. You know, looking forward, looking at what other folks are doing in production agriculture, more on the crop side, looking at what livestock agriculture could do in terms of reducing carbon or capturing carbon. You know, it seems really likely that in short order there will be those same opportunities for beef producers and others.
And you walked us through maybe some of those scenarios, whether it be grazing, whether it be mm-hmm. through some byproducts, you name it. Can you reiterate some of those examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what we've seen in the dairy and hog side is the implementation of digesters, which produce natural gas. That natural gas actually has a negative carbon footprint. Those industries have capitalized in large measure to take advantage of market opportunities. Those could be extended to the beef side of things with the right operation. You need to be able to collect that manure cleanly, which we don't always do depending on how we're doing things. And so that's a definite opportunity that exists today that beef producers could get into. Not necessarily easy to do. It might not align with where their operation is at. Other opportunities, looking at, they don't really exist today, right? So the idea that you're going to feed algae doesn't really exist today. Just looking at ways in which they might come and say, you know, for example, grazing is a huge opportunity, potential opportunity, which still requires some degree of development in terms of how arrangements might be made, both in terms of that commitment of those practices that you're going to have and the payments you might receive. But we do know that, you know, certain grazing practices capture more carbon in the soil, which is, again, what we're looking at, ways to decarbonize the economy broadly and people coming to agriculture to do that.